This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Tim Ryan rallied voters in his hometown over the weekend as he entered the crowded field of Democrats vying for the 2020 presidential nomination. I was there in downtown Youngstown.
I'm Tim Ryan, and I'm running for President of the United States of America.
The 9-term congressman spoke before an enthusiastic crowd on West Federal Street, which was closed off for the event. Many held up red, white, and blue "Our Future Is Now" signs or wore shirts given out by the campaign. The mayors of Youngstown, Warren, and Akron introduced Ryan, who spoke for close to a half hour on how he feels politicians are polarizing America.
They want to put us in one box or the other. You know, you can't be for business and for labor. You can't be for border security and immigration reform. Right? You can't be for cities in rural America. You can't be for the North and the South. You can't be for men and women. I'm tired of having to choose. I want us to come together as a country. I want us to seize the future of this country.
Most in the crowd cheered, but Bruce Burke was taking a wait-and-see approach. He's 64, a lifelong resident of the area, and was among the voters who swung the region to the right for President Donald Trump in 2016.
To be honest with you, I'm glad it's good for this valley that a native son now is in the ring. I don't think he stays in the ring very long.
Why?
It's too big, and I don't think he can fundraise. I don't believe that he can last.
More than a dozen Democrats have entered the race already, all competing for media attention and, of course, dollars. Despite coming from the Rust Belt and having a lower national profile, Ryan could still fundraise effectively using social media, according to Dave Cohen, professor of political science at the University of Akron.
There's all sorts of ways to get your name out, get your message out, and to get small donors to contribute to your campaign. I think it's even way too early to even look at fundraising numbers. Fundraising numbers tell us very little at this point. If fundraising numbers meant anything, you know, Jeb Bush would be president.
The last president to be elected directly from the House of Representatives was James Garfield in 1880. Most since then have had experience as a governor or senator before ascending to the White House. But Cohen says that's not necessarily the case anymore.
In a normal time, I would say it's extremely difficult to go from the House of Representatives to the presidency. But we have somebody in the presidency right now that had zero elected office experience. I also am not sure that the American public, even though they should, are really paying that much attention to the resumes of these presidential candidates. People focus more on personality and less on how prepared they are for the job.
Ryan has gotten more national attention in recent years, challenging Nancy Pelosi for House Democratic leader in 2016 and sparring with President Trump over economic policy and how it's led to the closure of GM's Lordstown plant, a major blow to the Mahoning Valley. In his speech on Saturday, he said polarization has harmed the nation's ability to compete.
The competition that we are in today is fierce. And we don't need a superstar and we don't need a savior.
Ryan says he plans to take a different approach.
My focus on the economy and jobs and wages and security, retirement security, is going to be one that I think is going to resonate with American people.
Janet Hazlett is ready to vote Ryan into the White House. She protested when Trump was here in 2017 and says reports of a permanent Mahoning County swing to the right are premature.
He did less well than what people think. Where we're standing, he didn't win here. He won in Mahoning County, and this is a Democratic area. There are very few Republican. He's an anomaly.
Joanne Murphy and Mary Cummins from Warren agree and say Ryan would make an excellent president.
He's a very honest and earnest person. He has a lot of charisma.
He's a mixture of Joe Biden and the Kennedys.
Kennedy, really?
Because they have a good heart. They always cared about the people and the low-income and middle-class people.
Ryan is spending part of this week in Iowa and is also slated to hold a town hall in New Hampshire. Those are the first two states with contests in next year's primary season. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.